Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, how are we doing on this beautiful and blessed Thursday night? My name is Latanya Knox, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight on the power of her testimony, healed, empowered, renewed, her story, her truth, her victory. Again, I thank you for joining us for another blessed and glorious night. If this is your first time listening in, I want to tell you a little bit about this platform. This is a show created for women to share their stories, share their testimonies, in hopes of bringing light, hope, and love to others out here. It's my firm belief that when you hear the stories of other women, when you hear where they've been, what they've been through, and how God has brought them out of it, it gives you that hope. You know, it starts that process of healing because you begin to feel empowered and your mind begins to renew itself in God's word. So, again, I thank you for joining us tonight. And for those of you, for those of you that are listening to the replay, I thank you for coming back on and, you know, just soaking all of this in and being a part of this journey with me. Tonight, I have a wonderful and special guest that I'm so excited to interview. And her name is Teresa Wright Johnson. I want y'all to welcome and just open your hearts and your minds. But before I begin to interview her, I want to tell you a little bit about her. Ms. Teresa Wright Johnson is a true social entrepreneur, mommy, and family advocate who for several years has helped women, children, and families develop sound systems for educational and economic success. As a business owner, coach, mentor, and certified specialist, Teresa has helped thousands of people throughout her career. Teresa's vision, founder of TWJME Enterprise, which consists of making money out the box and Mommy Care Parenting Support Services, Inc. Making Money Out the Box is a workshop that teaches moms how to make supplemental or full-time income from the comfort of their home or on their own schedule. Mommy Care Parenting Support Services, Inc. carries the all-in-one concept to helping parents. This business provides parent training, parent coaching, and sitter and nanny service referrals. This business also helps to coach mompreneurs with work and family balance through her Mom Biz Boss program and events. Moreover, her firsthand experience with the gaps between the educational systems and special needs children inspired her to start the nonprofit organization. Y'all, my tongue getting all tied up. Organization Zaria Songs, which assists parents with children that experience special needs via training, advocacy, and resources. Mrs. Wright Johnson has worked at and with places like Parent to Parent of Georgia, the Department of Children and Family Services, Georgia State University SCIES program, Women About Biz, Mocha Moms, Inc., Macy's, Marriott Hotels, Sprint Long Distance, and the Atlanta Hyde Museum. Academically, Teresa has a degree in small business management and certifications in early childhood. Additionally, she has many other certifications in the areas of business, mental health, care care, special needs, and domestic violence. And if you know Ms. Teresa, she is one busy lady. So, and I'm so glad she's here with us tonight. So I want you to open your hearts, open your minds, and welcome the beautiful Teresa Wright Johnson. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me this evening. And, yes, we are all busy in our own way and somehow.
That's right. We stay on the go, right? We are always on the go. But I love it, you know, just keeps you going, you know, when you just sit there, that mind start to wander in the places it don't need to. So I like to make sure I'm just keeping my hands busy and stuff. But I thank you for being on here with us. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us tonight and, you know, allowing me to interview you tonight.
Thanks again for having me, and I'm so happy to find some time to sit down and talk to you and listen. I've been listening to your show here and there in between when I have had a chance, and I am ready to talk about, I guess, the testimony.
There you go. Okay. Because we've had our talks before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I mean, we just, like I said, there is no particular platform, no schedule. There's no, you know, I'm just all about we sharing and we empowering each other, uplifting each other, and giving that hope to other women who are listening in. So, Teresa, you can go into your testimony, tell us, you know, just a little bit about more about you and even how you started your nonprofit organization.
So for me, one, I believe that we're all live life experts walking around with information, strengths, struggles, and skills that we can help others with through our struggles, like your testimony, but also through our strengths And I have created both a for-profit company, which is TWJME Enterprises, and that just stands for the enterprises, because I also believe that I'm an enterprise, but I believe that we're all enterprises. We all have something, some value to give back to others, and it doesn't mean you have to be a business owner, but you could be volunteering somewhere and be an enterprise because you're still using your gifts, your talents, your passions, your traits. You can be a minister and use those gifts, talents, passions, and traits. You can have a nonprofit and do the same, use those gifts, talents, and traits. Or you can have a for-profit business. So the way that I started my for-profit business first was just because I was a mom, and I was a mom and a woman that always was helping people just for free, doing a lot of things, running around, just because as women we're very nurturing, running around, helping people, volunteering at different organizations, being a leader at different organizations, being a speaker, being a trainer, doing different things. And then I thought about it, you know, whomever you call God, God did not give us these gifts to just help everybody for free and not fill ourselves up as well. And I kept hearing, okay, yeah, there are two types of businesses. And one was that heart-based business where I was running around helping everybody for free. And as my spouse would say, he said, your people are calling. Because people can, you know, pull from that energy. But that energy came from somewhere. That passion to help others came from somewhere because of things that I had been through. And in turn, I realized that, you know, there are other ways that I can monetize some of these skills and help people. And so for me, I focus on my heart-based business as well as my wealth-building business, and that helps me help tell my story and help others. And so with my story, I'm a mother. First, I'm a mother that has children, and I'm a mother that has birthed four children. I have one living biological child, and right there, that is the story, and that's why I care so much about mothers, because I am a mother. But not only am I a mother, I'm a mother that has lost children through miscarriage, early birth, unfortunately, a disability, a seizure. And I'm a mother that has had children that had different needs, mentally, cognitively, special needs. So that's how I got into helping moms with children with special needs, because I was trying to learn to be a mother to my children. And then when you start learning how to help yourself and help your children, or at least for me, I learned that there were other mothers around me and needed those same kinds of support, information, and resources. And so before I knew it, I had created my own support group way back then, because that was years ago, helping moms that had children with special needs. And back then, in particular, at that time, I was helping mothers such as myself, mothers of color, that had children with special needs, because the resources and the information was not getting out to us, or because of our spiritual or our religious beliefs. Some people were saying, well, my child doesn't have it. I'm a pray it away or whatever. And if you believe that you can pray it away, okay. But if you believe that God makes nothing imperfect, it was no need for me to pray it away for my children. And then that's the same with those other mothers. So that's one of the things we do with our heart-based business, Zarya Song, is we focus on advocacy and helping families that have children with special needs, whether they be physical, cognitive, whether developmental, or if it's a child that has a mental health challenge, behavior health challenge, or learning disability. Maybe they experience something like ADHD or a delayed learning or dyslexia. Where do the parents find that support out there? So that's what we do with our heart-based business, and I focus a lot on mental health because we need to look at where our world is right now. Look at where our world is right now, where children are committing suicide at the highest rate ever. You know, children are being bullied and killed. Being bullied, you know, not just being bullied taking lunch money, not just being bullied, you know, hurting children's self-esteem, you know, fixing stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. No, we're talking about children, that children are beating to the ground, breaking bones, killing other children because mental health, number one, when we teach our children about a certain way outside, what are we telling them about what's put inside of them? Or what is social media telling them? Because a lot of parents are not monitoring these cell phones and so forth, and our children are having some problems. So I focus a lot on children's mental health. And I'm going to take a little breather there because I feel you had something to say.
Ooh, no, you were just speaking the truth, though. You just hitting. I'm just sitting here taking notes. That's what I do. I like taking notes. So I'm just sitting here taking notes, and just everything you said, just it is just so much truth. Like, well, the first thing that I love is, you know, where you said that you have your heart-based business and you have your wealth building. And that just really stuck out to me because, you know, like you said, as women, we are nurturers. And we do, you know, we have the space. We want to take care of everybody and do for everybody. And I think a lot of times we don't realize that the gifts and the talents that we have, that, you know, again, there are things we can do where we are volunteering and giving our time, but then on the other hand, we still can monetize off of it because we still got bills to pay, we got, you know, food to purchase, you know, we still have to live in this world. And so that really stuck out to me because that was like a struggle for me. That was definitely like a struggle for me for a while. So you just kind of gave me like a very great clarity on that, in that, you know what, it's okay. It's okay. And
you're very right. Yeah. Because, you know, as women, what you are talking about or saying is something that I can understand, because I was that woman doing everything for free and using all my talents and my energy and my gifts just to help others for free. And sometimes we may assume, you know, this is not something someone will pay for, but we pay for what we value and what we want, but, you know, what has a cost to it. But if it has no cost to it, of course I'm not going to pay for it. And so I had to learn what you just said from being out there, because I volunteer for various national and local organizations. But I remember one of my girlfriends, she was always into, like, well, get out of volunteering. And she wasn't saying, you know, you don't get anything rewarding, you know, emotionally anything. But she said, you know, don't overextend yourself. And I remember one of the things was like, we got gas. Everybody needs gas and people need to eat. And that's true. You have bills to pay and things that you have to take care of. So you just have to figure out a way to do both. So for me, like, you're not taking away from wanting to help others. You offer something to help others. And that would be Azaria's song for me. And then if you're wanting to monetize and have a business, you're in business to make money. And I had to learn that. One of my greatest business mentors, that's her thing, you know, what are you in business for? To make money. And there's nothing wrong with that. But as women, we have a problem with that. But as men, men don't have a problem with it. My husband would ask me, well, how much money did you make this week? You know, and we skate around the, well, I'd have been to this networking, and I went here, and I feel wonderful with butterflies, and I'm excited, and I'm motivated. But motivated doesn't equal that baby count. So just thinking of those things. I can be motivated and encouraged over here and feel good and empathy over there in my heart-based business, but I have to know how to balance it too. So that's really something that I work with a lot of women, the Mom Biz Bosses, my organization for moms that are business owners, about, like, yeah, your heart can feel good, but you don't want your bank account on zero when your heart's feeling good. You have to figure out a balance, because we are all worthy and great and wonderful and worthy of good things in life, not just, you know, I'm doing everything for free, I'm doing it for struggle, or I'm doing it because I have to do it, and we can do things because we have to do it, you know our worth and be paid for our worth.
That is so important, knowing our worth. That's one of the, was a struggle for women. Like you said, the men, they're charged. I know, because my husband, he asked me, he said, well, how much you made? He got to ask,
and I can
he asked now.
Yeah, I can give you a dollar amount now for how much I made.
Exactly.
You know, but I remember back in the day when I was running around and traveling, and I was having a good time, not spending money. I was having a great time, but was I making money? And at the same time, it goes back to our topic today. You have to take your lived life experience and learn from it. You can help other people with your lived life experience, but we need to look at our everyday lived life experience and learn from it. So if for instance, if you're a business owner or organizational owner, and you keep going out helping people, monetization or there's mm-hmm. no reward back to your business, because it might be just, you know, you got a contract or you had a certain collaboration. That means mm-hmm. I need to learn from that experience and move on. How can I make it better? Mm-hmm. And what do I not need to do anymore? So our lived life right. experience truly is worthy, whether it's a struggle or a gift or just a daily thing. And for me, when I talk about lived life experience, I talk about, mm-hmm. you know, being a woman that has lost various children or being, I'm also a victim of domestic violence. I've mm-hmm. experienced, you know, children with disabilities. I could sit in my little gloom and doom if I wanted to, or just sit and say, ooh, I need, you know, I need more prayer, or I need to, you know, ignore this, whatever. I could mm-hmm. do that. Or I could take that gloom and doom, figure out the brighter side or how to make it a little yeah. better, and then on to the other side and then say, you know what, I got through that, and I got through that for a reason. And how did I
That's
get through
right.
it? Well, I got through it. Let me show you how to do it. Let me show you how to do it. And I can show you how to do it in one way. I can show you in this way over here, and it's totally, absolutely free. You know, I'm not charging you a fee. I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just showing you. I'm sharing my story. I'm sharing my value. But if I go
mm-hmm.
and get some additional and some expertise, and I become the expert at that there, you're going to have to pay me for that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay me for it. And that's where
mm-hmm.
that heart-based and wealth-based business comes in again, to pay me for it. But there are some times where someone may not be able to afford what your expertise is. And that's why you also have that heart-based business open up. So those people that can't possibly, maybe they can't monetarily afford your service, or maybe they can't do the full-blown service, you have something else to offer them as well. Because this way mm-hmm. you are thinking about, you know, using
yeah.
your struggle to help other people.
Yeah.
But everybody's not put in the box where you give it away for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Amen to that.
And you can,
this is,
and you can, I'm sorry, go ahead, honey.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead. I'm just saying amen, because this is, this is good information, yes.
And then why can't you take a strength just as equally as you could take a struggle and build something out of that, whether it's a business or a ministry? And
mm-hmm.
I always tell people that the reason I say your lived life experience is worthy is because I know that a lot of times people say, well, you know, I might not have that PhD. I might not have that college credential. I might not have, I might not be that professional. But once you have lived through something, I'm not saying that makes you the expert, but you go and get the additional training that's needed, educate yourself, and maybe horn in into one of the particular topics, then you've made that experience worthy because you also learn about that. So, for instance, domestic violence. If you were, I don't say I was a victim or a survivor. I'm a victor of domestic violence. And so as a victor of domestic violence, I went back and I learned about domestic violence to see, well, how did that happen? What does that entail? So that better equipped me to know how that works, why it works like that, how I got in that situation. So, one, you're educating yourself for better, you know, for understanding and comprehension. And two, you might be educating yourself to help other people. So you can take a good thing, too, the same way. You can take, you know, your gift. Like, I have the gift of gab. I can talk all day. I can speak several other languages. That's what my gift is. So I had to figure it out. Okay, I'm good with speaking. Well, how can I take some of the things that I like to do on them and be real with your gift is? If someone to come up to me and ask me, you know, hey, Teresa, do you do poetic words? Just because you're a speaker don't mean you're a poet. You know you're not a poet.
Right.
So I can't be a poet. I know where my lane is, too. So it's just very important to know what your lived life experience can help you with. But the most important thing is that you can take your lived life experience not only to help yourself, but to help other people and learn from that experience, and that it is just as worthy as anything else. So whether you go and get training from someone else, our lived life experience makes us the expert, one in us, in the things that we've been through. And then hopefully, in turn, we can learn from those situations, those experiences, to help other people if we choose to. Or some people, it may not be as outgoing. They might want to say, you know, I want to help other people, or tell everybody about my experience, but I want to speak. I'm not a speaker. Maybe they want to write a book.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe, you know, they want to start an organization. Maybe they create a blog. So it's so many things you can do with your lived life experience. Mm-hmm. But just to understand that it's worthy, and that just because you've been through something, it doesn't put you in a, you're not alone. Because even today I was out, when I go and go out and speak and train, I have several topics that I train on as a certified facilitator and trainer now. And one of them is trauma-informed care. And these last 2 days I've been training on that curriculum, trauma-informed
mm-hmm.
care. So a lot of people don't even know in our lives, most people have experienced trauma of some sort.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
the reason I'm saying this is because a lot of times we think we're in a box all by ourselves, on a shelf all by ourselves, going through things. But we are not alone. And the more that we
mm-hmm.
share our lived life experience, the stronger we become and others become around us.
Oh, key. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. That's something that I say sometimes on this show, is that when other women listen, are able to listen to your story, and they begin to see, oh, wow, this is somebody that has been through what I'm going through right now. Like you said, you don't feel alone. And so the more that we share our stories and, you know, tell others, the more that people start to come out of that box, and we just become, we actually become together, and we start working together, collaborating together. We begin to share together, you know, help each other, build each other up, work with each other's strengths. Like it just becomes very powerful. It's very powerful. So that is something that I want people to just like understand, you know, those who are listening or listening back in on the replay, that you are not alone, and your story, it is powerful. And I always say, you know, someone needs your story, like someone needs what you have, your gifts, your talents, your story. Someone needs it. They need it. They're going through something and they don't even know if they can get out of it, what to do, where to go. And as soon as you start talking, they're like, what? You know what? I'm going to try that. I didn't even think about that. So I'm going to try that, because if it worked for her, then what could I lose by trying that? So I think that's important. That is definitely
right.
Important.
And then what if we taught our children that too? The children that we raise or other things, that their lived life experience and things that happen to them are just as important as what they're
mm-hmm.
educated in. Because
mm-hmm.
then when they grow up, they understand that, you know, they may have adversity, they may have things that happen in life, but that doesn't determine who they are. Because I truly
mm-hmm.
could have just given up and been in a corner somewhere, because a part of my story is, one of my children, unfortunately, had a seizure at school and died. But you know what?
Mm.
I couldn't give up. I couldn't sit in a corner
mm-hmm.
somewhere, because I had this
mm-hmm.
other child that was going to need me. And
yeah.
we need to teach our children that, because for me, with our Zarya Song organization, we have a Federation of Families chapter for children's mental health. And we focus on children's mental health. The Federation of Families
yeah.
is a national organization. That is, I'm the executive
yeah.
director of my own local chapter here in Atlanta. And so many children feel lost and feel like, you know,
oh,
children think like, this is it. You know, this happened
mm-hmm.
to me and then now my life is different. But we need
yeah.
to make sure that we're sitting there having conversations with our children, telling them, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is just where you are right now. It does not determine who you are. It can actually help
mm-hmm.
you, you know, strengthen you if you look at it
yes.
this perspective. But as I was
mm-hmm.
saying earlier, and I think I'm going to really stay here in this mental health realm for the rest of our interview, as I was saying earlier, is that we have so many children hurting and hurting themselves and hurting other children, because we're not using lived life experience. We're not even like living or speaking or interacting with our children anymore. We're letting them
mm-hmm.
be on their cell phone everywhere. Mm-hmm. My daughter just came and gave me her cell phone, put it on my desk. There's a certain time she got to give me her cell phone. You can't have your cell phone
mm-hmm.
all night.
Mm-hmm.
At
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, why are these things happening? And they're happening because they're not looking at live life experience. They're looking at reality
mm-hmm.
TV. They're watching
mm-hmm.
people get hurt on
mm-hmm.
video. They're looking
mm-hmm.
at YouTube. But what happened
mm-hmm.
to that live life connection, those stories? That's how we, for generations, related to each other. That's how we passed
yes.
on information, knowledge, resources. And that's why I'm so innately, like, for real, that live life experience is worthy in so many ways. You can take and look at it in so many different ways. But for children's mental health, because that's where we all begin, we used to all be children. If we could have gotten it there, if we could have gotten a little piece of some of this knowledge there, it would have helped
mm-hmm.
us. It would have helped us with who we are and how we deal
mm-hmm.
with adversity. Because children
mm-hmm.
that have experienced adversity sometimes, I'm one of them. I was a child that experienced some things. And unfortunately, I wasn't happy. My parents got divorced, wasn't happy. At one point, we were children, lived in poverty. But guess what? Those experiences helped me to be able to be resilient when I lost my
That's
dad and I went through a divorce mm-hmm. and I had less money because I already knew what to do because I had those things built within me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my mom riding the bus.
Right.
I saw my mom,
mm-hmm.
single mom. And the thing is, she explained it to me. The thing is, when we had a family member in our family that had schizophrenia, she explained it to me. When are we
mm-hmm.
sitting down with our children now, explaining things to them?
That's right.
That's
mm-hmm.
so important. And I just want to
mm-hmm.
mention this is because in May next week is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm going to talk about mental health. I'm not a therapist. Thank you. That's not my path. I already know that. But
mm-hmm.
I'm a facilitator, instructor, and also a certified peer and certified parent educator. And if we think about these things, we were children once. Not only were we children once,
yes.
even if you don't have any children, there are children now that are being raised in our society, and we need to
yeah.
know, how to talk to our children. How do we tell them things? And May is Mental Health Awareness Month,
mm-hmm.
and we are also celebrating Children's Mental Health Awareness Month. And Children's Mental Health Awareness Week, the second week of May. Here in Metro Atlanta, I know a lot of ladies that have Federation of Family chapters, such as myself, that are executive directors. And we're having all sorts of events that are mostly free to the public just to educate and inform because when we say mental health, people are assuming that we're saying mental health, everybody that has mental health has a diagnosis. No, if you have an arm, you have physical health. If you have a brain
right.
and emotions, you have mental health.
There
and are
you
go. Taking care of your mental health? And are you telling
there
your
you
children
go.
How to take care of that? Are you knowing
yeah.
how to take care of that? Because
yeah.
we have
mm-hmm.
we are whole health. And so I really
mm-hmm.
want people to encourage them to go and look up the Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health, whatever state you're in, and find out about some of the events and activities they have because as a mental health first aid instructor and doing so many things with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and various other organizations, right
mm-hmm.
now not only children committing suicide at high rates, even seniors, this is they're at the highest rate ever taking their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know what these things look
mm-hmm.
like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah.
all I have on Live Life Experience today because you making me want to go on and on.
You can't. There is no limit. No, but this is important. This is so important, that mental health. As in our community, you know what I'm speaking of, like the Black community, we tend to want to not talk about it, you know, just like how you was explaining it. You know, people think of mental health, you know, they're not looking at it from, as you said, the arm, that's your physical health. They're not looking at it from the standpoint of, okay, are you taking care of yourself? And so it's like in our community, we don't want to talk about it. We want to hush about it, you know. And it's like, no, we need to talk about it more. and even as you're explaining with our children, the things that they go through at school is just mind-blowing. And I feel that those of you that are listening to the replay, when your kids come home or when you pick them up, the first thing you need to always ask your kids is, how was your day? Tell me about your day. That's the first thing I ask my son every day. How was your day? What happened today? I need to know what's going on. So it got to, it's to the point that he sometimes, I don't even have to ask. He just, Mom, let me tell you what happened. You know, all right. So it's important that we interact, like Teresa is saying. We need to be connecting with our children and get them off of this technology, off of these games and tablets and cell phones and all this stuff. Like, we need to talk to them and be real with them and be honest with them, you know, and just continuously just be checking up on them, because they you know, as they get older and they start hitting teenager, sometimes they ain't going to want to talk to you. And I feel like once you establish, that's why I try to establish with my son from when he was little, you know, to talk to me. That's why I try to establish that whole, you know, how was your day? Put it up. How was your day? Let's talk about your day. I try to establish that with him because at a young age, because I want to be, it got to the point where he's a teenager. Even as a teenager, he's telling me about his day, that he has no, that he is comfortable and knows that he can come and we can have a conversation and talk about whatever problem has happened and how that problem can be solved or what we can do, or, you know, just for him to understand that, okay, you have your mom here that you can be open with, and I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to make you feel less of a person, because these are moments in your life that you're going through, but I hope you're learning from them. Because I always tell him, you know, these situations that you're going through, we're going to learn from them together. We're going to learn from them together, so that if it comes up again, you know how to handle yourself in the situation. And not only that, you know, he's a sensitive young boy, and he has a big heart. So, we have conversations. It's like I want to make sure that he doesn't become this young man whose heart is hardened by what's going on out here, but keep himself protected, but still walk in that love. And so I just feel like just constantly having conversation with him and just constantly talking to him and checking in on him, I feel like it just really helps him out so much. Because when he tells me some of the things going on, I'm just like, but, you know, these stuff. And sometimes it's not even something dealing with him. It can just be what he sees between other kids. And I'm like, they said what? You know, are you kidding me? Like, it just blows my mind. What is going on? Whew.
I know you got into your parent mode right there. Your mommy mode. You're like, it just blows my mind. So
yeah,
that's pretty much what I do. I'm going to wrap it up, because I have to unfortunately get myself together for another long day of training in the morning. But for me,
right,
I've taken my lived life experience, where it comes from, you know, being a victim of domestic violence, from being a mother that has lost children, from being understanding blended families, yet alone, I didn't mention I'm in a blended family, but I was a part of a blended family. My dad had married more than three different, you know, had been married more than three different times. So that is something, too. You can take anything from lived life experience to help other people from having that child with special needs. But I really took it like, the more that I learn, the more I can help people and other people. It's important to me, like, to help them. But it also gave me a worth to understand, you know, that regardless of all that adversity, that my lived life experience is worthy. And all of us no matter what we've been through, our lived life experience is worthy. And I want to help people
mm-hmm.
in the things I've been through to know where those supports are. So, for instance, mm-hmm. when we talked about mental health, children's mental health
mm-hmm.
right now, if there's anybody listening and you're wondering, hey, I need supports. My child has anger management challenges. My child may experience ADHD. My child experiences autism and behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how them to reach out, look up the Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health. And that's at F as in Frank, F as in Frank, C as in Cat, M as in Man, H as in Hot.org. That's FFCMH.org. If you're an adult, let's be real. Life can be hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We have our ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
You have unemployment. You have employment. You have
mm-hmm.
being an entrepreneur. People listen here. A lot of people that are entrepreneurs go through a lot of stuff. It's not always kicking gravy when you're an entrepreneur
mm-hmm.
either, because it's up and down. So, or if you lost someone, if you're grieving, if you experience depression, if you have, you know, mood challenges or anger challenges, I would
mm-hmm.
suggest, you know, check out NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental
mm-hmm.
Illness. Also, myself, am an instructor for NAMI. And you just go to NAMI. NAMI is the largest grassroots organization in America and North America, and helping individuals that have or experience mental health challenges. And NAMI is N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, M as in Man, I as in Ice Cream .org. NAMI.org. And it's nationwide, another great free resource to help families.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
lastly, I'll just say, you know, if you're just, you know, someone that needs someone else to talk to, or you're going through whatever you're going through, find support. You could get online
mm-hmm.
and Google support for anything. One day I was dealing with one of my children. I was a teenager, and it was just a lot going on. And I typed in something. I was able to find a support group online. There is no need for us to be alone. There is always
mm-hmm.
support out there, no matter
mm-hmm.
what you're going through. So that's
mm-hmm.
all I have. I'm Wright Johnson, and my business is TWJME Enterprises. You can find me on TWJME.com. Coach and train. I go out and speak and coach on both sides, my heart-based side and my wealth-based side, helping families with training on mental health, domestic violence, and special needs for children. And also, we have our Mom Biz Boss organization where we help moms that are business owners talk about how to balance it all or how to delegate it all to make it better work for you. And that's pretty my wrap on, and I really, really do thank you for having me this evening and talking about all the things we talked about. And remember that your lived life experience is worthy. And guess what? We were all created in greatness. I'm an enterprise walking around full of value, resource, struggles, and worth, and so are you.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. I'm actually putting all those links on the Power of Her Testimony Facebook page. So I'm putting the links up there. I'm also putting Teresa's website on the Power of Testimony Facebook page as well. I will be posting the replay to this interview on there later tonight as well. So that information should be there. So make sure you go like and follow and go back and listen to the replay. Her information will be up there. That'll be up there. And Teresa, I'll have your link emailed to you and the download of the interview for you to keep. So everybody, I hope that you receive what it is that you need to receive from this, from Teresa's message tonight. So many great nuggets, so much great information that you can find. So much information that you should have taken some notes. I know I did, and just learned so much even in this short time. Make sure that you contact Teresa. Again, website will be on the Power of Testimony Facebook page. I will have the information up there. So make sure you get in contact with Teresa, and she is here to assist you and help you, mompreneurs and all. So is there anything else you want to add, Teresa, before I close out?
No, the only other thing I wanted to add was if you're in the Metro Atlanta area, it is
mm-hmm.
Mental Health Awareness Month, like I said,
mm-hmm.
in May. If you can, if you're interested in going to Children's Mental Health Day at the Capitol, the Gold Dome, meet me there. I'll be there. We're going to meet at the Capitol for Children's Mental Health Awareness Day. To register, you would go to www.gpsn.org. That's gpsn.org. We'll meet down there. That's going to be May 9th. And if you're looking for support, information, and training on children's mental health, meet me at an event that I host for Zarya Song with nationwide trainers and speakers and facilitators on mental health for children and for lunch. Network, connect, and learn. And you just can contact me if you're interested in any of this information at 404-201-0038. That's 404-201-0038. Again, thanks for your time and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Teresa. All right, everyone have a wonderful and blessed night. Information will be up on the Facebook page. So everyone have a beautiful night. And thank you again, Teresa. You have a wonderful night.